The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to an all-new episode of Girls' Night. I'm your host, Alexis Waters. Let's get started.
Is it really bright in here, or is it just me?
I think it's just you.
Okay. What's up, Girls' Night gang, and welcome to a brand new episode of Girls' Night with your girl, Alexis Waters. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have the one and only Astrid Locke. Her name's Astrid Wendt. Back on the podcast for a Friday Bravo roundup. Friday Bravo breakdown. We're still working on it. But okay, Bravo has been back, baby. I feel like the last 2 weeks, you and I both haven't been as invested because, like, I feel like our love for Vanderpump Rules has definitely dwindled down. Don't you think?
But we're obviously not alone because did you see that they are pausing production on this, like, next season or whatever it is? It's because everybody's with us. We're not the only ones. People agree that it kind of sucks.
Yeah, I know. Even like last night, I keep giving it a chance. Like I tried to watch it again last night and I actually hate it.
Yeah, I like really just like, I don't care about it anymore. Like it's not bringing me joy. Like I put it on when there's nothing else left to watch from Bravo.
Yeah.
But like the way I am smiling when I'm watching Summer House, because like every single scene is just like wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't get that with Vanderpump anymore. So it's I think that's why we're feeling better, is because we're like dropping Vanderpump a bit.
Yeah, I know. It's because I feel like last season with Vanderpump, we were so into it. And I had this, like, we didn't even need to write notes. Like we were just like chatting because it was so easy to talk about because there was just so much going on. And then we would go on social media and we were so invested in all the drama on social media. I could care less. I think I missed two episodes of Vanderpump of this season. And I have no urge to go back and watch, you know?
Same. Like I never watched the water tasting because I just thought to myself,
oh my God,
I have so many things to do. This seems like an actual waste of my time.
Yeah, I know.
Or don't like to feel that way about Bravo. Because
I know
Bravo is like my therapy. Like I need it. Like I need like the hour a day just to like, while I'm eating my lunch or whatever it is, to like regroup. But
and then the only thing that I can come talk about Vanderpump is that it's just, there's all the, I remember when you said at the beginning, even when we were talking about Vanderpump in the beginning of the season, you were like, you were going to agree with Lala about how she stands. What do you feel about that now? What is your takeaway now?
Like, I feel like it's so obvious that she's a producer pet. Like, she's just doing whatever the producers are telling her. And I find that it doesn't matter what reality TV show it is. When you start doing that, you just become so inauthentic and it stops being fun to watch.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like it's so even obvious with Sheena and Lala the whole season. They kind of want to make Ariana look like a bad guy, but it didn't work. At all.
No.
You know?
No.
At
and all. Like, because they filmed like 3 months after it all happened. Like, I feel like it takes like a solid 5 years to stop hating an ex-boyfriend that did something to you.
And I forgot about this. Like, Sandoval mentioned last season, like, how Ariana almost tried to like take her life, which I completely
forgot about. I forgot about that too.
And that makes so much more sense. Like, if somebody said that on national television about your significant other, like, you know what I mean? I would hate them even more. I completely forgot about that. So
here is what yesterday I was on a walk, which is like my other form of therapy. And I was thinking about Vanderpump and how it sucks. And here's what I have come up with. If anyone at Bravo is listening.
Okay.
I think we transition Sheena and Lala to the Valley because they have the kids.
Okay.
I think we move them over. I think Ariana and Katie should just be done. I think they act like they're above it, so they should be above it. Like, Ariana is hosting
Love Island
or whatever it is. Katie's got the sandwich shop she's got to get on top of. And like, she's just killing it. She's dressing amazing. She's got a podcast. Get them off.
Yeah.
Rebranded around James and Allie and like the DJing world and their friends. And just make Vanderpump about James and Allie so that we can get the comedic relief that we're missing.
Yeah.
But Sheena and Lala can still get their paycheck working on the Valley. And then Ariana and Katie are like too cool for it all now. So that's what I think they should do.
Okay.
I think it's a really good idea.
I'll take that. Okay.
Because you gotta imagine that James and Allie must have a few friends that are insane too that we could watch that are a little bit younger. Like not quite as young as the Southern Hospitality crew, because that I was like embarrassed for myself watching.
But I
gotta stop. Like I enjoyed them because I feel like they reminded me of myself when I was a bartender. But then I was like, oh my god, this is so cringe. It's making me remember what I was like in my early 20s, and I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, it's kind of like reliving your 20s. That's how I feel like. It's like the boyfriend, the sucky boyfriend that you hated. There was always drama. He was talking to other girls. Like, it's kind of fun to relive. Like that one I could watch, but I truly feel like Vanderpump just needs to end. Is that bad? I don't know where we
end
can
it
go.
Or make it the James show.
Yeah.
Those are the only two options that are out there.
We need you. Like, I think we've said this so many times. Like, okay, first of all, my turtleneck is, I can't, it's something. And I can't reach in the back. This is so fucking awkward. But either way, Vanderpump ain't doing it for me this season. I just feel like I kept trying to make it happen and it just wasn't happening. Like, I kept thinking, okay, maybe it'll get better. Maybe every week it was getting worse and worse. So we are not going to recap Vanderpump today, but let's kick things off with Alexis' ADHD thoughts and Astrid's reactions. These are just like little things that have been popping in my mind. Are you ready for it? Or you don't care about me and my fucking
I think so. No, I care.
Okay. Is this really weird? But I truly don't like being the big spoon. No, I like being the big spoon in the relationship. Does that make sense? I don't really like being
in a cuddle session or in life.
No, in a cuddle session. I like being the big spoon. Is that weird? And is it weirder that Tyler likes being the small spoon?
I mean, honestly, that kind of makes sense. I can see it. But I think, you know what I hate about being the little spoon? And I think this is like a universal girl thing.
Yeah.
It's like, why do men have to rest their like hand on your belly? It's like, I'm trying to relax and not suck in and like,
oh yeah. You know?
Like, why do they rest it right there on the belly? It's like, put your hand on my arm. Like, I don't need to suck in while I'm sleeping. And now I feel like I have to.
But I truly don't even like being like cuddling, really. I feel like I get hot. Like, I don't really like to be touched.
Yeah.
But
Kevin and I don't cuddle.
But before we go to sleep, like, I always am the big spoon. And I think I was like high last night and I was like, is this awkward that like I look? That this is our thing, like, before we go to sleep. I just, even like when he's, when I am the little spoon, I fucking hate it. So, like, I enjoy being this big spoon.
I feel like people only cuddle in the beginning of a relationship. In the beginning, you're into the cuddling.
Oh,
after 6 months or so, there is no more cuddling for me. It's like, I need my pillow. I need my situation. I have to sleep comfortably. Like, you sleep on that side. I don't even like Kevin and I to be facing towards each other. I don't want to feel his breath while I'm sleeping. We have to be turned away from each other.
But also, I feel like you need to prioritize your sleep with two children. So, like, it's way more important for you to just, like, get your own personal space, personal sleep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That was my weird spot. I just thought that was funny. But that's very on brand for me. Okay, this is a funny one. But I don't know why I was thinking about this. This was on my walking meditation that I did. I was thinking about, like, band groups, like, three-member band groups. There's always two that are dominant. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, there's just two members that are kind of like the superstars. And then there's always like the other one. You know what I mean?
Michelle.
I didn't say it. But there's, you know what I mean? There's always like the two and then the other one. Does that make sense? If you think about it, Kevin and Joe Jonas and then, oh, no. Nick and Joe, and then Kevin. You know, like, we
right. Right.
Michelle, I mean, Beyonce and Kelly, and then Michelle.
And then Michelle. Yeah, so, what's another three band group? Are those the only two you know? Because I can't think of any other ones.
I know, but those are those.
Oh, Lanny and Abellum. I don't really know any of them. I just know it's three.
But you know what I mean? Like, there's always, and I love, actually, when I saw the Jonas Brothers in Dallas, Kevin was the hottest. Is that weird?
I think most three sons actually just have one actual star and then two backup people, and one backup person is like, has a little bit more than the other, but they're just both the backup.
Do you understand, when I was a little girl, I full blown convinced myself that me and Nick Jonas were going to get married. Like, I was one of those girls. I was like a really? Secret. I was not really like, oh my God, like post.
Like, you knew it wasn't cool, so yeah, you didn't share it.
Yeah, but I was like, it was like in my room, in like it, I had magazines. And I truly convinced myself that me and Nick, but it was when Nick Jonas had the curly hair. Like, I loved him when he had the curly hair. And then when he got hot, I didn't like him anymore.
Never into them. I remember about the Jonas Brothers is that they were wearing their weird promise rings. Remember, like, that whole, like, that thing that Disney people were into.
Like a purity ring.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't get behind this.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, this is a side note, and then we'll get into the Valley and Summer House. Okay, so like I think 2 days ago, Britney Spears, our gal, sparked mental health concerns as like the emergency, the ambulance was called to her hotel room at the Chateau Marmont. Is that the right word? Is it the Chateau?
Isn't that where Michelle goes to cheat on Jesse?
All our worlds are coming together.
Oh my God. Do you know that I'm currently actually listening to the Audible of the Britney book?
Okay, thanks.
And it's like tripping me out.
I know. Like, I know.
Is the woman trying to sound like Britney Spears with her voice? Like, it's really freaking me out. Like, I feel like I need to just buy the book and read it in my own voice.
I am so proud of you. When I was going through my surgery, like post-surgery, I was listening to audiobook, and I was already super depressed, and then listening to that book made me even more depressed, but it is so good. As a true Britney fan, you need to, like, it just, I knew every single thing she was talking about, like, same. Everything she was relating to, I, like, envisioned it. But the audiobook is amazing. Like, it was so good.
Okay, so I'll stick to it.
But I just, I mean, you know, I ride or die for Britney, but I just feel like there was this situation at the hotel. I think she sprains her ankle. It's just a lot.
Because it's clear that she does need help. But she has no one. Like, the only people take advantage of her. So what is she supposed to do? But, like, she is not stable on her own.
No, but it's like, at the end of the day, this was not her fault. You know, I feel like she got, no. This has been, even just everybody says how she broke down the doors for pop girls in the, it was her that started it, but like, she had to be the one that was sexualized, like all these things. So, and she was like 17.
She's not, but like, she even with her doing the Disney club and everything, like listening to the book, like I've realized she's never just had a normal life.
Never.
She didn't have a normal childhood.
No.
She was a normal teenager. She wasn't a normal young adult. It's like, she has done everything with all eyes on her.
I know.
And that is such a sad way, I think, to live life.
I know. I just really want the best for her. Like, it breaks my heart. Like, she posted this video of her, like, on a horse, and she was, like, trying to be sexy with the horse.
I know. She does weird stuff now. I almost feel like I need to take her, and you and I need to take her to a little retreat, and we just need, like,
get her hair extensions.
4 weeks or something. Yeah, like, it's just,
like, do, like, a Clueless makeover, and then just, like, maybe,
yeah.
And we would be coming from a genuine good place. Yeah.
Just let her talk. And then also give her the truth, because nobody tells her the truth. Someone needs to tell her, get it together, girl.
Like, and find her a good man.
Kids are going to see this.
Yeah, and find her like a good, solid man. I feel like she always, but she has like super, she's never had a good male role model in her life. So she never chooses the right male. Okay, it's we can go sad. Into a whole new.
I can't even talk about it.
I know. It makes
okay,
me sad.
Okay, here is my random ADD thought that I had while I was like cleaning out. I know, I was cleaning out the laundry room because we had a bunch of renovations done. So I was like having to put everything back together. And Nash was just like whining and crying at me. So then I handed him just like a random piece of paper, you know, like a piece of garbage. And he was playing with the piece of paper. And I thought to myself, and he was so entertained by it. Like, he was so into this piece of paper. And I thought to myself, wow, how nice it would be to be a baby and to get to experience the little things like paper for the first time ever. It's like, I just take a piece of paper and write on it. I don't even appreciate that it's a piece of paper and it makes all these amazing sounds and crinkles and you can write on it and it comes from a tree. It's like, it would just be so nice to be a baby and get to experience such simple things and it'd be so amazing.
I did not expect that at all. And that is amazing. But that is the joy of having children too, because you see things through their eyes and it's like, you know, life ain't that bad. You know, like, this kid is just thriving over a piece of paper. You know, it's just the little things in life that we don't really appreciate. Fucking Nash.
At all. I was like, look at him just discovering paper.
And was he and happy? Like, was he?
He was like, just so amazed by it. I'm like, I was just gonna throw it out and here is this junk piece of paper, and he's just like, never seen paper before.
I know, that's really cute. And they, like, could do it for
hours. I wish I was a baby.
And I, like, even same, sometimes I feel like I am a little baby girl inside like an adult body, and it's like I'm supposed to be doing all these adult things, but I'm a little girl inside, you know?
You are a little girl, because you still say daddy, so you still have a little bit of growing up to do.
Daddy needs to chill. But no, even like with little kids too, like even like with Bubbles, like my niece and I, she'll play with Bubbles for hours too. Like, they're like fascinated. It's the cutest, you know? Like, and we don't even appreciate the Bubbles.
No.
Yeah. I did not.
So yeah, that was my random thought.
Please. Okay, we have to make this a segment because that was fucking hilarious. And I didn't know you were going to bring one to the table.
Mom brain of the week.
And I want to give you is it an achievement award? Astrid flew back with two little kids on an airplane by herself from Florida to Canada. So I just want to give it up because.
Okay. With a layover.
Oh, damn. Yeah. I am very proud of you, Astrid. You are a superstar.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's go over the valley really quick. I am loving the valley right now so much. Yes. It's bringing me so much joy. Right now, currently in the valley, Kristen has kind of started this. She's just
another rumor.
Yeah, just another rumor, but she kind of got it wrong again. She keeps getting these rumors wrong and then twisting it and making it 10 times worse. But so right now, like, obviously we know the end. I obviously know that the ending of Michelle and Jesse's relationship is done. Like, their relationship is done.
Yeah.
But right now, Kristen said that Michelle had a boyfriend for a year while she was with Jesse. And I think she got it. Apartment while they were living together, and they're just all gossiping. I don't know. I think honestly that might be false news, but she did have a boyfriend, but like then, and Michelle's kind of leaning towards divorce right now. These are her thought process. This is like her thought process. And Jesse, there was like a brawl in the hallway in one episode, and it was the funniest thing ever. Like, this show is just, there's not a lot happening, but it's just fucking all about these crazy parents that like still live kind of in the Vanderpump Rules drama lifestyle. You know what I mean? But
they're not grown up.
But they're also super relatable. Like Naya talking about her postpartum depression and just like how she just like cries all the time.
Honestly, that's so, just like your hormones just have to balance out. It takes like 6+ months. So, but I love her. I will never say anything bad about her. I think she is just, her and Danny are just so wonderful.
Yes.
They're just, I feel like they're doing it right. They have like the one relationship that I feel like I can truly like understand it. I actually felt bad for Jesse this week.
Okay.
Like Michelle is so clearly checked out, but she won't just like be upfront with him about it. And she definitely had a side relationship.
100%.
I totally believe that. I don't think Christian's lying. And she clearly has told all of her friends that she's not into Jesse. So it's kind of uncomfortable for all of them because they have to now pretend like they're happy when they clear. Like, she is so checked out.
I know. Like, she doesn't even look at him. Like, I feel like she doesn't even look at him.
When he was saying he should thank Christian because she's actually bringing them closer together, like Michelle's face.
I feel
really bad for Jesse watching this back because he's obviously a douchebag. But he loves her and he loves his family. And I feel like, does not know how, maybe he's not aware or maybe she hides it very well, but she is not into it.
Yeah. Even like when they were out to, when Jesse and Michelle were out to dinner with Naya and the other one, Danny and Naya are like all over each other and they were, and Michelle and Jesse don't even look at each other. And they just like, it's so apparent. I mean, and they also right now in this present day, they have a new boyfriend and girlfriend, both of them. And they posted about them.
Yeah. Interesting.
So obviously it all went down, but I, side note too, Luke, I kind of fuck with Luke. Like I low key kind of fuck with Luke. How do you feel? He's trying to make Kristen a better person. And I'm all about that. Okay.
Yeah. Like him, but to me, what's the other side of him? Like,
I know.
I don't know. I just think it takes like crazy to be with crazy, and Kristen is obviously something else. I don't want to like call her names or anything like that.
I know.
But she is just, you know, intense. So I just think there must be like this other side to Luke, unless he's just like a total pushover. But he seems like he's able to stand up for himself.
Yes.
Like, he stood up to Jax. He stood up to Kristen. So I just think people like that, I imagine him in an argument being like mean or just like really intense because you got to be a little crazy to be with Kristen.
I know. I agree. But every single person says she's like really, really good and bad. Like that's like their like... You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know why I just thought of that, but like that's just every single person's like, yes, she's like wild and crazy and bad. Speaking of sex.
How many people have you talked to about her sex life? Everyone I talk to.
I know some people, Astrid. I know some people. I think I low-key think that, like, I full-blown made that up. But no. I truly think that there's been rumors out there that she's really good in bed, and that's why a lot of guys stay. And, I mean, I could definitely see it. Also, Jax and Brittany, we kind of see them this past episode going through it. They finally have a date at the Mondrian. Have you ever been to the Mondrian?
Once or twice.
For the Girls Night listeners, myself and only myself, Tyler and I, my fiance, had our first date at the Mondrian. And that is where I lost my virginity. No, I'm
kidding. You secured the bag.
I secured the bag on night one because I'm a hoe for show. Okay, yeah, so Brittany and Jax have a date night at the Mondrian. I just love every time I see the Mondrian, I'm like, oh, Tyler, like that's where we first, you know, but I don't remember it. I blacked out. So it doesn't count. And for the first time, Jax and Brittany are having a conversation about having another child. And when I tell you, I never thought I would say this. I low key agree with Jax Taylor because Brittany is so down to have another baby. But I feel like one, they're already having so many issues in their relationship. Two, they're opening a bar. And another thing, like what is going on with all these Vanderpump and Bravo people opening a bar. And then they're like shocked when there's problems in their relationship. You know, like, it's like, there's,
I know, like we even know this at this point.
Don't not open
a bar. Many times. Like, unless you're doing it with Lisa Vanderpump, it's not going to work.
Yeah, yeah. But like, so I feel bad. But what are your thoughts about their conversation? I felt so bad for Brittany, though. Because she was talking about her body after her having the baby,
too. I feel really, really bad for Brittany. Like, I just don't see Jax as being, like, a supportive partner and co-parent all the time. I don't know why this stuck out to me, but when he was getting so frustrated at all the commotion because Cruz was having, like, the speech therapy or whatever it was, and he was getting so frustrated because it was so busy, and he was just, like, huffing and puffing. I was watching it just like, bro, you have a whole camera crew over there. Like, how are you going to complain about her mom and her grandma being there or a lot going on when you're letting people film the entire thing? It's like, so you either want him to go have speech therapy in a low-key setting where there's no distractions, or you don't get to also complain when you have multiple camera people, multiple sound guys, production. It's like, we know what it's like to be on a TV show. Yes. It's like, there would be at least 4 to 6 additional people there just for them to film.
Remember?
And that's putting it lightly. No. So it's like, I just feel like he's the kind of guy who always points out everybody else's mistakes and then does not acknowledge his own part in things.
I know, but I'm kind of excited for this new chapter for Brittany. I really think that this is going to be good for her, you know?
So do you think he has cheated?
I don't think Jax has cheated.
Been married?
But what is... but what is going on?
I just... Complete the fifth. No, I'm just kidding. I'm dead. There's no cheating going on.
Okay. Well, no, I didn't hear anything about. No, I don't think there's anything going. I don't think Jax cheated. Is that weird?
I think. I don't think so at all. I actually think that Jax has been a super toxic partner since the very beginning.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Brittany has her flaws too, right? Like, it takes two to tango. But I just feel like since she's been with Jax, she's never been able to just do what she wants to do because she's always taking care of him. And I think then she became a mom, so now she's taking care of Cruz.
Yeah.
And clearly she's at the point where she's maxed out because she's like, I can't take care of a child and also take care of a man child. So I'm very happy for her to just like have the freedom to figure out what she wants.
Yeah, same. I'm all for this new chapter of Brittany. I'm so excited. I think that at the end of the day, like, this is all going to be good for her. Like, I think this is what she needed. And she has always been, like, sticking up. That has to be so exhausting. Just, like, constantly
making excuses,
sticking up for, you know, like, I would be like, fuck that. And then to be a mother on top of it. Brittany, we're rooting for you. We've been rooting for you, baby. Okay, let's finish off with Summer House, baby. I am loving Summer House so much this season. I love it so much that I dressed as Kyle the alien in their alien party last week. I just, every week, like, I watched Summer House episode twice this week. Like, that's how much I'm invested. And it's just so funny and it's light and just the cast together, their chemistry is amazing. It's so good.
I love them all.
So last night, the episode kind of kicks things off with Paige and Craig having this conversation about, it's kind of annoying that I feel like the producers keep pressing Paige to talk about engagement and wedding and babies and where she's going to live. It's just like, give them a fucking minute. Like, they also only been dating for 2 years now. Like, give them it's too much.
Yeah, that's not even that long.
I know. I'm Tyler didn't propose to me for 5 years, girl. Like, you know, you got time. But I feel like how Paige is talking about how she's entering this new like season of her life and she has no idea what she wants to do or what she doesn't know. Like, she's trying to figure it out. Like, that's okay too. You know,
yeah.
I low-key kind of feel like relate because I just started doing this like stand-up comedy career and I'm like very invested, but then I also got engaged. So everybody's asking me when the wedding is and what am I doing? Like, when am I going to start having babies? Like, it's like overwhelming when like I truly don't know what I want to do yet. You know, like, obviously I know Tyler's the one, I know I want to have babies, but right now, like, I finally found something that I'm passionate about. So, and like, I'm low key, like, good at, like, I want to keep that train going, that momentum too.
Well, I feel like she's like a career woman too. Like, she obviously has like goals she wants to accomplish, and I kind of get, I feel like the
but
point
I see
of
where
getting
Craig
married is to like get married, start a family. So if you're not ready to start a family yet, then what's the rush to getting married? Because nothing, like, marriage doesn't actually really change all that much other than a piece of paper. And then you can have the same last name, so you can have kids and everyone can be like, hey, this is a family. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I just don't get why everyone's like, why everyone's pushing her.
I know. And they don't even live in the same place yet. Like, every, I feel like, I don't know if it's, but okay, side note too, like, Craig is like hot. Like,
I know, she made him like way hotter. It's actually abnormal. At the race party, I was like,
huh. Oh my God, I know. We,
like, it was very interesting because I've never looked at him like thinking he's like he's obviously not unattractive, but I've never like looked at Craig and been like, oh wow.
Yeah.
But like, whatever she's been doing to him, casually, I mean, I still wouldn't get behind the painted nails thing. Like, that would just, it's like not my vibe. Like, I think go for it if that's your thing. But I couldn't picture Kevin with painted nails. It would like really throw me off.
Do you think,
Alexis, I literally
don't tell
hurt
me
my finger so bad. I dropped a weight on it.
No. What? There is nothing worse than a cracked nail.
Oh,
it is
it hurts
so bad.
And I was supposed to get a manicure yesterday and I had to cancel. And I literally sent a photo like this to my nail lady, like, I can't come. Like, there's no way you can work on my nail. And I'm so upset because I had the green nails for so long.
Yeah.
I finally got them off.
Thank God.
I was so happy to like go back to bubble bath or something for me. And then I dropped a weight on my nail and it hurts so bad. And I literally blacked out. Like, I got so dizzy and Kevin's like, you didn't black out. I'm like, I blacked out and I came to and I looked at the time and I was like, oh my God, I'm late for my workout. But I had left my workout because I dropped the weight. Like, I legitimately had a blackout moment.
Okay. mine was just from making my bed. And it, when I was like trying to stuff the sheets, broke. And I was like, okay, I'm like going to fuck up my nail guy because it was like three in within the next 3 days. So like, I can't wait to go after him. Like, it's the worst pain in the entire world.
You need a new set.
I need a whole new set. Okay. Also, this week on Summer House, we start seeing the cracks in Carl and Lindsay's relationship. And it is so intense. And you can tell it is so real. It is so real.
God.
You can tell.
I am so mad at Carl.
I know.
He is like such a shady guy.
Okay.
You
know? Okay.
Like,
okay.
Last week and this week have changed.
I know.
Everything I feel, I am 100% on Lindsay's side.
I know.
And the fact that he is trying to like line it all up to say she's going to claim she was blindsided. She is blindsided.
Oh,
he is like setting this whole thing up and talking about it in confessionals, in the interviews, to people, to his parents, to literally every single person except Lindsay. And it's, I cannot believe he would do this to her.
I know. And you could tell she is like genuinely blindsided.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
But at the end of the day, they should have not got married. So this was at the end of the day.
He's doing her a favor.
He's doing her a favor. And this should have not been like, they are just not compatible. Like, best friends, yes. I think they both fell in love with the idea of marrying your best friend. And then they both, you know what I mean? I think that was, they fell in love with the idea of it, but they are not compatible. And so this last week, Carl's dad, who had a More Life t-shirt on, told Carl that since he's a minister or something, and since they've been having all these fights and stuff, that he wouldn't marry them. So Carl and Lindsay have this conversation, and Carl tells them about, has this whole conversation with Lindsay about his talk with his parents, but leaves out that part. But you
leaves out a lot of parts.
Yeah, he's not
sugarcoats it. He's making it sound very casual initially.
Yeah, he is, and like, this is his soon to be wife. This is going to be on TV. So I think it starts like freaking him out that like he didn't tell her all the information. So it just,
Well, it gave me, you know, what really made me like, I got like the ick from it was that he then had the conversation with Kyle and Amanda where he like tells them what happened. Right. And Amanda is like, okay, well, you need to tell her. You don't want her to find out on camera. We went through this whole thing with the cheating stuff and I didn't want my family to find out about it. So I had to tell them blah, 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 blah. So he then, this is where like, I know Carl is so emotionally stunted and like, he is not able to like form an actual thought or process his emotions because a normal person, I think, would take that information that Amanda just told him, think about it for a second and then like address it. It's like the fact that he went, sat at the dinner table, acted super awkward and weird to where Lindsay was like, what's going on? And he's like, well, the conversation with my parents, there's just more to it. We should talk.
Yeah.
Like, made it so weird. So we're like, she would be freaking out inside. Like, okay, well, let's go talk. And then they do have the conversation. And he still, I feel like, only gave her a tiny bit of what was actually happening. Like, he then boiled it down to, like, the one sentence of, he wouldn't marry us. But it's like, that conversation, you were dropping a lot of little Easter eggs, like, saying you don't know if you're into it. So like, let's not focus on what your dad said. Let's focus on what you're feeling and why that conversation was even had.
And at the, no, I completely agree. I mean, he's just, it's just so, he was just so anxious, so overwhelmed. And at, Lindsay also has her bridal shower. Lindsay looked so hot and beautiful this episode too. Her boobs looked amazing in that dress. She looked so good. And then also at the bridal shower, she kind of like confronts. That's what I love about Lindsay. Like, she's just a straight shooter. Carl is not.
She's
like
such a New Yorker.
I know. That's why I feel like I fuck with her, you know? So she like, because, you know, I'm from Jersey. What am I talking about? But Lindsay and goes up to the mom and it's like, oh, I've heard you had doubts about our relationship, which is like so sad too, because this episode as well, you see Lindsay opening up about her mom, her biological mom who kind of left her. So she has that abandonment issue.
Yeah.
And that kind of even makes it 10 times worse when she hears from Carl that his parents aren't accepting of her. So I just was like the whole season, like the beginning of the season when Carl was like, when Lindsay was accusing Carl of cocaine,
drugs.
I was like team Carl. Like I was like, Carl. And now I am, And it's still not
like,
even
I
over.
I now see what she's saying. Now I understand what she's saying. Like, I honestly just, you know who, like, this is so bad to say. I shouldn't say this. But my stepbrother reminds me of Carl so much. It's like whoever he talks to last and whatever the last advice he gets is what he clings on to.
Yeah.
So I just feel like someone telling Carl, I don't know if this works, he'll just go with that because he is incapable of like figuring out his own emotions and making a decision. And he doesn't want to be responsible for his decision on his own. So he's looking for everyone else to tell him what he should do. So he can be like, well, my parents said it wasn't going to work out. Well, Kyle said he didn't really see it because he is actually not able to take full responsibility.
Because
for it.
Also Lindsay on Watch What Happens Live said that like, she had no idea he was feeling half of these things because he was telling everybody about how he's feeling, but he never told, like he was telling Lindsay, but like sugarcoating it.
Not.
And I think he's really fucking scared of her.
He's scared. He's really scared of her. She does seem really scary,
but she just,
in like a good way.
Yeah.
I love her. I've always liked Lindsay. And it's weird because I love Paige and they don't really like each other.
But
so it's like,
I feel like they're coming together.
But yeah, Carl, I'm just like out on Carl. I'm so annoyed with him. Now I just don't even want to hear anything he has to say because it's like, no, you're the bad guy here.
And
you're the bad guy.
And Andy Cohen last night on Watch What Happens Live said that like the next three episodes, they just like are screaming at each other. Like
how many episodes are left in this season?
I think there's three episodes. They're filming the reunion actually today.
Right now.
Yeah. Okay, let's do the news stories of the week, the top five or three Bravo news stories of the week. Right now, we mentioned this in the beginning, but Vanderpump Rules is on pausing production, but is not filming this summer. Sources are consistent that the show insistent that the show is not canceled. So that's that. But like, it's the proof is in the pudding. This season,
it should be. Yeah.
Okay, this was another one. We are Beverly Hills gals. Dori Kemsley will be downgraded to a friend on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills if she does not admit that PK moved out and is staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel. I know.
No way.
I know. I'm not 100%. This is all like.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Maybe. Do you think this is false news? I hope not. Okay.
Well, I noticed that like a bunch of other people got fired and nobody has said if she's back or not 100%.
Yeah.
So, but like, how coming back? Because I'd like to know if she's a lesbian.
I don't know about that either. I feel like she
needs to keep it real.
Yeah.
Want another season of pretending.
No, that's what it was this season. There was just they were all like giving us like 50%. Okay. And last but not least, this Sunday, Real Housewives of New Jersey is back, baby. What if God was one of us? Bum, 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 bum. I don't know why that song stuck in my head, but the trailer is just
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited for Jersey because it's just a different energy. Jersey brings a different energy, and I can't wait to see like the new friend dynamics. That's what I'm really excited about.
And then Sunday, right?
Yeah, this Sunday. And then also there won't be a reunion for The Valley, which I felt like was
shocking. Kevin said he said he saw that they're not even going to get a second season. And I'm like, are you? But he was telling me that while I was watching it. I feel like he was just talking shit because he hates Bravo. But because I'm like, where would you see that? What do you follow where you would get that kind of information?
Yeah.
But he was telling me they're not even getting a second season. I bet you he saw there's no reunion and he just
wanted to talk. Look at Kevin fucking spreading fucking rumors around here. Okay, Astrid, thank you so much for coming on Girls Night. I love you so much. Are you alive and well? Like, I feel like I always text you, how's your mental health? Because like, I need to know.
I'm alive and well. Everyone's good.
Oh, good.
We're about to start potty training August today. So ask me again on Monday after I'll be getting peed on all weekend.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You can catch an all new episode of Girls Night every Tuesday and make sure to follow us on social media at @AlexisWaters_ and at Girls Night Hangout, where you can find weekly updates about the show and some behind the scenes action. Also, make sure to check out my jewelry brand at Hoonation by Alexis and use code FLASH25 for 25% off your entire purchase. And please don't forget to subscribe. Love you. Bye.